Lord, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God,
yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Oh, my, my, my. We get back up again. We can't stay there. There's a seed of righteousness inside of us. Oh, we fall down. But we get back up again. We fall down sometimes, but we get back up again. Yes, we do that. Rise back up again.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Great God.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
You created
it, Lord.
To give you praise and give you glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. For showing us the way, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Show us the way, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, you already showed us the way, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your words, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord, you have written it down in the book, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Your ways, Lord. Your thoughts, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Your precepts. Your commandment, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Your statue, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, hallelujah. Oh, to you, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We seek your face, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And not your hand, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We seek your face, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And not your hand, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You care for us, Lord.
You care for us, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the word. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Can't praise you enough.
Can't praise you enough.
Can't praise you enough.
Can't give you glory enough. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All the things you have done.
All the things you've done, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you for causing our body, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Causing our yard, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord,
yes.
We have food, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
So many people, Lord.
So happy today. Yes, Lord.
Don't have food, Lord.
Oh, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All these
yes,
things,
Lord.
So we in you, Lord.
We
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, we in you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank
we
you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
All these praises, blessings,
thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Just give the Lord a hand praise. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We just thank God. We just thank God this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for the move of the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, we praise you, Lord.
Thank you, Savior. Thank you,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah, we just praise you, Lord. We just praise you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
We just thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
How we thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, we praise you, Lord.
Thank
we praise you.
Lord. You.
Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
I am that I am. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for being Jehovah Jireh.
Yes, Lord.
I'm a father, Lord.
Yes, you are, Lord.
Lord Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes, you are, Lord.
Lord, for me, time is Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's no limit in you, Lord.
No limit in you, Lord.
No limit in you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
in.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
There's no limitation in you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
He didn't take you out the box, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hey,
hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank God.
Thank
God. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank
God. Thank God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank
God. Amen. We just here to thank God this morning. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Here just to give God some praise. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Because he's worthy of the praise,
yes,
and the
Lord.
Glory. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Michael. Amen. For
thank
watching
you,
Facebook this morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We just here to thank God this morning. That's all. We just here to praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. And we're here to praise God because, you know, this week helped me to realize something more this morning. Thank you, Sister Evans. Praise God for being on. It made me to realize this week here in Texas, I don't know about everywhere else, but it caused me to realize how quick things can turn around, how quick we can go from 100 to zero, amen. Not realizing that these things was really coming, but they happened so quick, and being that they happened, and look at the catastrophe that we had with just a few days, just one little incident. And I don't know about all of you, but it helped me to realize that we can't trust in man. When we said vain is the help of man, amen, it helped me to realize more and more, vain is the help of man. Vain is the help of our government. Vain is the help of our doctors. Vain is the help. And that means that all of us need to be seeking Jesus now, because when you think about it, there's no other help.
Amen.
We have this pandemic going on, and
thank you, Lord.
And Biden come every day. Biden come on, and oh, we gonna get the vaccine. We gonna get a million doses. We gonna do all of this. But I never hear him say anything about Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I never hear him say we gonna repent and we gonna turn to God and see what God can do about it. But it's what we gonna do. It's what we gonna do about it. Amen. It's always what we gonna do. What the government gonna do? We gonna give y'all some money. Well, the money is just going to last for a few weeks. It's going to pay your bill for 1 month. It might not pay your bill for 1 month, depending on what your rent is. If you live out in California, it's probably that's a half a month rent, whatever they're going to give you, amen. So that let us know we need God, amen. Well, when are we going to stand up and start saying, let us repent and see what God going to do, rather than let us see what we going to do. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's happening to us today. When are we going to repent? We know that the plague, we know that it's here because of the evil of our doing. You know, when we look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7, you know, it says, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear. Amen. So the plague being here, you know, I like verse 13. It said, and 7 and 13, it said, if I send pestilence among you. He right out spells it out. He said, if I send pestilence among you, then if the people that are called will humble themselves and pray, then will I hear. God is looking for some repentance here among us. Amen.
Amen.
When are we going to get the government to say, yeah, when we stop killing babies, you know, we repent of that, maybe God will repent of the stuff that he's caused to come upon, or maybe he would change his mind about it if we repent. Amen?
Amen.
When are we as a people going to say, when I stop lying, maybe God might change his mind about what he decided to do. Amen. Praise God. Maybe if we say, you know, if I straighten up, straighten my life up, amen, and repent of this stuff that I know I'm doing, that I know that is wrong, if I would repent, that would be a beginning if you would repent, if we would repent ourselves. That would be a start. You know, we always like to look at everyone else, but when are we going to say, Lord, I repent, Lord, and I'm going to stop doing this stuff I'm doing.
Amen.
And maybe God will hear us and change his mind about what he's allowed to happen upon the earth. Nobody's talking about repentance, amen. We talking about virus. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. Yeah, you need to put a mask on. And maybe if you repent of them words and stuff you got coming out your mouth and put a mask over your mouth, maybe them dirty words wouldn't be coming out of your mouth. Maybe you'll stop cussing. Maybe you stop swearing. Maybe you do need a mask over your mouth to get that dirty talk out of you. Repent of that stuff. Put your mask on. That's how you put your mask on, amen. And maybe we do need to pull that mask off, that hypocrisy, that mask of hypocrisy. You know, when you put a mask on, they said you're a hypocrite, right? Amen. And that's where a lot of saints got masks on. But maybe some of the saints need to pull their mask off because they're being a hypocrite. And the government got you covering your mask up because you're covering up who you really are. You're hiding behind the mask. Maybe we need to pull it off, amen, that mask, amen, and repent of some of the stuff that we're doing, amen. Maybe that's the message that needs to be going forth in this hour. Repent. Some of the saints, I know they made their confession of faith. Did they repent? I know you made a confession of faith. You know, you said, Lord, I believe that Jesus, I believe Romans chapter 10. I believe that Jesus died and rose from the grave and from the dead on the third day. I believe and I'm saved. But where's the repentance part of it at?
Thank you, Jesus.
Where's the repentance? I know you made a confession, but where's the repentance? And then we tell them, oh, child, you say you just made a confession. That's the start of the thing, but that is not the end of the thing. That is the beginning of it. You made a confession. But where's the repentance? I wasn't going to go this way this morning. Where's the repentance, amen? Turn to the book of Ephesians. I got to go over that, amen. Praise God, I wasn't going to go that way this morning. But where's the repentance in our land? Amen?
Amen, amen.
When are they going to start talking about equality and justice? Amen. When are we going to, when are everybody going to end up being the same? Huh? We want to repent of things. When are we going to repent of the hate? Well, why? I know that somebody's talking about the, I guess he's talking about whatever they call them group of people out there that's doing things, but he talked about them. Who do you call them? Some haters out there? He's talking about those that we need to change that, you know, where they won't be hating us and going against us, the KKK and all of that group, you know what I mean? That they're talking about them, but when are you going to come against them and say, we can't have this no more, amen?
Amen.
When is our nation going to really repent of the wickedness that they're doing? When is that going to be equal justice? But we want all these good things to come to our country. We want all these good things to happen to our nation, but yet our nation don't want to repent. Why didn't Biden come out and say, well, we're gonna do away with this these marriages that we allow and that God don't like. When are we going to repent of same-sex marriages? We want God to move and we want God to act on our behalf, but nobody wants to repent of the evil they're doing. They want to keep doing evil and expect to get the good out of it.
Amen.
What does Romans say? Shall we continue in sin just cause so grace can abound? We want grace to abound, but we don't want to repent, amen. When we look at Ephesians chapter 4 here, I'm just going to talk about a few things here, amen. I want to look at verse 22, amen. Read verse 22. See, we need to repent here. Lord, bless this word, O Lord, of repentance today. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen. Go ahead.
Yeah, ye put out concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust.
Turn your mic off. Amen. They said we got to put off the concerning the former conversation. Hallelujah. That word conversation means manner of life, manner of life. So you got to put off your old manner of life, and we got to do something different now. I mean, you say you made a confession, but have you repented from your old manner of life? Or are you still doing the same thing you used to do? You just made a confession.
Amen.
We got so many people that just made a confession, and they talk about, oh, I'm saved. And they talk about God all the time, and every time you see them, oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Everything is Jesus, but no repentance in their life. Claiming something that they have already partook of, amen?
Amen.
You know how we claim in Jesus? But our walk with Jesus is not upright. We need to walk with God. We are claiming something that we are not even a part of. Just because you claim to be part of something and you're not participating in what it is that God wants you to do, do you think you're still going to escape the punishment and the wrath of God just because you're claiming something and then not doing it?
Amen. No.
Oh, I'm saying everybody's a Christian, I tell you. The drunkards, they're Christians. The club goers, they're Christians. Amen. Everybody a Christian today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Men wearing dresses, they Christian. Amen.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. Well, they're all Christians. They say they're Christians. Amen. Hallelujah. If you're Christ-like, we're supposed to be doing Christ-like things. You can't continue to be doing worldly things and then think that the blessing of God is upon you just because you claim to be something.
Amen.
Have you put away have you put away the former conversation, your former manner of life, the old manner of life? Have you put away that stuff? Amen.
Old man.
Of the old man, have you put away that life? See, that life has got to disappear.
Amen.
Yeah. If you wasn't going get saved, if you wasn't going to be saved and live saved, you could have just stayed on out there till you got ready to be saved.
Amen.
If you're going to go to hell, have a good time.
Amen.
Have a good time. So go on out there and have fun.
Right.
Because it's either you're on the Lord's side or the devil's side, there's no middle ground with God.
Amen.
See, all of us like to live the middle ground. Well, we like to be in between. You know, I put my foot on one this side of the fence, and I put my foot on this side of the fence. I'm straddling the fence, you know. I'm in the middle, you know, and I don't want to be on this side too far, and I don't want to be on that side too far. But God says today, choose you this day who you're going to serve.
Amen.
Will it be God or will it be Baal? Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve yourself?
Amen.
Now, most of the time, people think, well, the devil, the devil. The devil ain't the problem. You know who the problem is? You the problem.
Amen.
Jesus done put down all principalities and powers, and he gave you the ability to live right if you desire to live right.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power within you to do right if you want to do right. Because he took you out from under the slavery of the devil. He loosed you from the chains that the devil had you bound and set you free from it. So now you can worship God freely and not have to worry about that rascal, that if you desire to do something. But if you're going to put away the old man, you're going to put away the old man. I see so many saints, so many Christians. I'm not going to say saints. You're not a saint. I'm just going to call you a Christian because that's what the people at Antioch called you. Right. They call you Christians. It wasn't a name that God gave us, but it was a name that the Antioch people gave us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Paul wasn't going around persecuting Christians. Paul was persecuting people that was in the way. He said, "I went out persecuting the people who was in this way." Mm-hmm. You see, we're supposed to be people in this way because what? Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And the way Jesus did it, he is the way. So Paul went out persecuting people who believe in this way, mm-hmm. who believe in this way.
Right.
Hey, believe in this way. You see, the Jews and things believe in the way of Moses. They believe, some of them believe in the way of Abraham, amen. Some of them tried to come in under the covenant of Abraham. And some of them came in and tried to come in under the covenant of Moses. And so that was the way back then, you know. The way Abraham did it, that was the way he did it back then. And the way they did it under the law was a way they did it. But here Jesus comes now and said, now, forget about all of those things now. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Father except through me. So I am the way. You can't get there without me.
Right. Amen.
And here we still live in the old life, which is corrupt, according to the deceitful lust. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. All right, you got to have a mind change. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. It means that I've got to have a mind change now. Something got to change, amen. My mind needs to change because if I realize, if I wasn't happy in what I was doing then, and I wanted to leave because I didn't get no satisfaction out of that old life then, why am I going to go back to something that wasn't satisfying me in the beginning?
Amen.
You have to have a mind change, amen,
mm-hmm.
to know if the dog gave up the vomit because it made him sick, why go back and eat that vomit back up? That show how nasty you are. You go back and eat that old stuff up that you were supposed to repent it from. Why are you still sleeping around and you're supposed to be a saint?
Amen.
Why you got a boyfriend and sleeping with him? Giving away the milk. He didn't have to pay for it. I want to say Beyonce is more saved than some of y'all. Beyonce did say, if you want it, Jay-Z, put a ring on it. At least Beyonce had enough to say, if you want it, put a ring on it. But here you giving it away free. Fornicate, going to hell for a little. I don't want to say how long.
A little pleasure.
I said about 2 seconds. Amen. You're going to go to hell for 2 seconds. Amen. Out of all the work you put into it, it ain't nothing but that little ending you got.
20 seconds will feel good. 20 seconds.
And you want to go to hell for that. Amen. Well, when are you going to repent and turn away? See, that was supposed to be what you was doing in your old life, but you were supposed to put off the old life and put on the new life according to what Christ did, but you haven't put the old life out, and then you wonder why all of this stuff happening in the world today, and then you wonder, well, I wonder why it happened. You already know why it's happening. You need to start with you. You need to repent. You need to go back to the altar. And see where you left it at. In other words, you need to repent. Amen.
Amen.
Still mean it's the devil. You need to repent. Put off the if you was mean in your old life and hateful,
Well, why are you going to be hateful in this new life? I mean, what's the use of taking on the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and giving he giving you the power to do it, and then you don't use the power to act according to what he gave you?
Amen.
I say, God said we need to repent. Amen. Yeah. Ain't no more confession. I know you can use Romans 10 if you want to, but you need to repent, honey. Amen. You need to repent, young man. Amen. You made that confession, but repent. Every one of you, he said, to be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sin. Your sin needs to be forgiven. But what good is forgiving your sin? Then you'll go back and dirty yourself right back up. You went and got baptized in Jesus' name. You got washed.
Amen.
You got cleaned up. And you went right back and did the same thing again.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, why did you just wait till you was ready? If you're still sinning and living a life of sin, you still ain't going to make it. So why did you just wait? Why didn't you just make your mind? When you made your mind up, your mind should have been made up. Not going back and still dip and dab in it.
Amen.
Keep going back. And then we want to wonder, why did the lights go off? God just trying to show you. I can let all y'all die in a few minutes if I wanted to. I just put a pile of snow in Texas anyway. I don't know about California and places, but he just let a snow come in Texas, amen, and all of us will be freezing. No lights. No water. Ain't no food in the grocery stores. Only a week. Wasn't even a week. And we're devastated. Shouldn't that be a warning from God to let us know we need to get it right? And he's showing us how easily it is that he can do a small thing and cause devastation over the whole state of Texas. We need to repent, saint. We need to start praying and put away the conversation of the old man and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And what the verse 24 say? Amen. Ephesians 4 and 24.
And that ye put on the new man, which after Christ is created in righteousness and true holiness.
And put on the new man. Put on the new man. I think that's the part we're not doing. We didn't put on the new man. We didn't learn the ways of righteousness, you know. We haven't learned the ways of righteousness to do right. Or either we know what's right and we just decide we're not going to do what's right. And when we know what's right and don't do right, then you grieve the Holy Spirit that is in you.
Amen.
Stop grieving the Holy Spirit. It's either you're going to make it or you don't make it. Amen. I was like this when my brother-in-law died. I put him in this today. He said, when you preach my funeral, Mac, he said, don't go telling everybody I went to church and I was so holy and I did that. He said, don't you go to church lying on me. So I didn't do none of that stuff. And he said, all of them sitting in the church, they didn't do it either because they was doing the same thing I was doing. Isn't that something for a man to say?
Amen.
Don't go there saying that I did all this stuff because I didn't do none of it. You tried to put me in heaven. You can't put me in heaven. And all them people sitting in church was doing it with me.
Amen.
What it mean? They sitting in church every Sunday, but they don't live right. They're sitting in church every Sunday. They're not doing right. The preacher's preaching in church every Sunday, but he's going with one of the choir members. You know, he's slipping off down there and they get caught at the hotel together, but you know, I mean he preaching though. You remember he preaching though. He say, you know, amen. Praise God. Amen. It's all right. You know. I mean, Christians supposed to do these kind of things, you know. I mean, that's what it looks like, amen. Because when I was growing up, amen, what example did I have when I was growing up? Me and the deacon, we were chasing the same girl. He was the old man. We were chasing the same girl. I'm 17, and he about 28 or something at that time. And the same girl, I'm trying to go with the deacon going with her too. But he's supposed to be the deacon, the example, the deacon in the church, supposed to be the example of the thing. But he's the deacon telling me, well, Mac, you know, he used to tell me that all the time. Well, Mac, be careful. And Mac, you should be doing this. And Mac, he always told me good stuff. You know, I can't say he didn't give me no good advice. But he wasn't even keeping the advice that he was giving me.
Amen.
He was cheating on his wife. I didn't have no wife. Amen.
Amen.
I wasn't saved at the time. He was supposed to be saved. Never left the old manner of life. Here he's the deacon. At that time, the pastor, the man that was the pastor, he was going with Sister So-and-so. I knew it. He was going with one of the sisters, and his wife sitting on this side, and the sister was sitting on the other side. And he the preacher. I can't talk about it because he was good to me. Amen.
Tell the truth.
He was a good help to me. He told me what was right. He didn't do what was right. Old man, he never did put off. He was a preacher. He was a deacon. He was a saint. And they never changed the way they did things, and even though they were supposed to be safe.
Amen.
Never left the old man of life. Amen. Never left. One of the choir members, she got about 7 kids and what never was married to the daddy. But she was saved. She'd been saved all this time, man. I'm not talking about what she did before she got saved. I'm talking about she kept the same out of her life after she got saved and was calling herself a Christian.
Amen.
Never left the old manner of life, amen. And it's no different today. People got the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues. You might catch them at the hotel tonight, amen. They be with their boyfriend tonight. And thinking that they're going to make it in. Oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You're on your way to hell because you're playing. God said it would be better for you to be hot or cold. If you were hot, I know what to do with you. If you're cold, I know what to do with you. But if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. It would either be better to be on this side or that side, not in between. We got to repent, saints. We've been going along too long and putting up with stuff, putting up with sin. Church, putting up with sin. Amen? We're putting up with it, amen? Not realizing who we are in Christ Jesus. You know, if we really realize who we are, who we were in Christ Jesus, there's a lot of things we do we wouldn't be doing.
Amen.
If a rich man know he's rich, he don't go around acting poor. If he got his money, he spend what he wanted. If he don't buy nothing, that means he just didn't want it. Mm-hmm. It ain't that he don't have the money to get it.
Right.
If he want to do something, he don't do it. It don't mean that he can't do it because he got the ability with the riches to do what he wants to do. If he don't do it, he just didn't want to do it. Amen. And here we got the power of God in our life. If we want to use it, you can use it. But if you don't use it, that means what? That just meant you didn't want to use it, amen. You didn't want to use the Holy Ghost, amen, to bring you through. You didn't want to use the power of God to deliver you from the things that you were suffering with. You didn't go to God. If you had went to God when you needed God, God would have brought you through that thing. But you didn't want to do it. The only reason you keep doing what you're doing is because that's what you want to do. It's not what you have to do anymore. Now, when you was unsaved, you kind of had to do what the devil wanted you to do, amen? Because what you was under bondage. Let me see where that's at, amen. You was under bondage of sin, and therefore God had to come deliver you from the bondage of sin so that you could be free in order to serve Christ, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Let me see here. Hallelujah. Because, you see, God gave a grace, amen. Turn to Romans 3 and 23. Let me go here, amen. I'll read that.
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
For all have sinned and come short.
Glory of God.
Uh-huh.
Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
So we've been justified. We've been made right with. We've been made innocent through the redemption that is in Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Go ahead.
Whom God has set forth to be a patrician through faith in his blood to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the
sin that is behind us
through the forbearance of God.
Amen. Amen. So he's already, you've been made justified freely from the sin. Amen. Amen. And because we've been justified freely, God has already done the necessary thing for you to be free. Romans 6, Romans chapter 7, I mean, Romans chapter 7. Let me see. Yeah. Just 5 and 6, verse 5 and 6.
But when we were in the flesh,
now we talk about the flesh would be the old man or the man, right?
Emotions of sin, which was by the law, they work in our members to bring forth fruit unto death.
So it was some things working in us. Brought forth fruit unto death. I mean, there was no life. It couldn't give no life to it. It was working in us. It brought forth death. The motions of sin working in us. And because of those motions of sin working in us, God sent his son to remove those things from us so we can be free from them. It's not that it's something that you have to do. You can be free from them.
Amen.
It's not that the enemy has any power over you. You are free from them.
Amen.
He removes something out of you so that something else can work in you. And so whatever you're doing, you're not doing because you have to. You are doing it because you want to. And
Amen.
Stop lying about it. The devil made me do it. You are a liar.
Amen.
The devil can't make you do anything anymore. So... I know this is a saying, I heard this before, so I'm not jesting, Brother Ray. I'm not jesting right now. Amen. Amen. You see, somebody said they went to church one day, and when they came out to the church on the outside of the church, it says the devil was standing outside the church. And the man looked at the devil and said, and the devil was crying. And the guy said, Satan, why are you crying? And Satan said to the man, he said, because those people in the church in there lying on me. They said I made them do something, and they lied. They did it because they wanted to do it, not because I made them do it. So the devil was upset because people was lying on him. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Amen.
I'm trying to say folks are lying on the devil. Trying to say the devil made them do something, and the devil can't make them do anything because Christ gave you power over the devil. Read on, Sister Paige.
But now we are delivered from the law. That being dead wherein we was held.
Being dead, we was held right there. Amen.
That we shall serve in the newness of spirit. And not in the oldness of the letter.
So now we should serve in the newness of the spirit. Now we got to get rid of the old And now we're served in the newness of the Spirit. God has given us his Spirit, amen. And his Spirit has declared us to be free and set free from sin and death. The Spirit has declared that, not only the Spirit, but the Word has declared that you've been made free from sin by the blood of Jesus. And so there's no reason that you can't repent now. So we should serve in the newness and not in the oldness of the letter. You know, the Bible talks about the, you know, we get all these, when you think about a letter, amen, we think about the letter of the word, or the letter of the law is thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. Thou shalt not. And the letter of the word is you shouldn't. You have to do this. You have to do that. You have to do this. You got all these different rules under the letter, amen. But because we're not operating under rules anymore, we're supposed to be operating under the law of love. And I notice when I say the law of love, that because we operate under the law of love, you don't need a lot of rules when there's love. Can I say that again? You don't need a lot of rules when there's love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because he said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I mean, you'll do it because you love me, not because you have to do it, not because I told you to do it. But whatever you do for God now, you'll do it because you love me. Amen. And because what? God so loved the world, he gave his Son for us. To demonstrate his love for us, to show us, I will give up everything in heaven, my last, all I got for you. How much would you give up for me?
Amen.
Would you give up a little line for me, amen? I don't mind you having sex, but would you give up having sex without being married for me? Would you give that up for me, amen?
Amen.
Huh? Yeah. Would you give up lying for me, amen. Amen. Would you give that up for me, you know? Not that I'm really telling you to do it, but would you give it up for me because you desire to do it, amen. Huh? Would you give up speaking evil of your brother for me? Not because they made you feel right, but would you do it for me, amen. Amen. Will you love your enemies for me, amen, because I told you, not because you love them or want to love them, but will you love your enemies because I said to love them, and because of how much you love me, you'll do this for me. You operate under not under the letter, but you operate under the Spirit, and the Spirit that God gives is the Spirit of love, and that God is asking you, would you do this for me? I don't mind you having a man, but marry him, amen.
Right. Amen.
Do it right. Do it the way I told you to do it. I made sex good. I made it where everybody like it. I know you desire to do it. I put it in you that way. Because if I hadn't made it good, we wouldn't have no children. The world would have been what you call it, procreated or whatever, that there wouldn't be no kids here. If he gave you something you hated, you wouldn't want to do it. But he made it desirable for you. But he said, I don't mind you doing it, but wait till you get married before you do it. And stop having all these bastard kids.
Amen. That's right.
Would you do it for me because you love me?
Amen.
Will you stop getting drunk? Will you stop getting drunk because you love me? Not because it's sin, but you're going to do it because you love me, amen. You see the difference in it? You already know that it's something, but would you do it because you love me, amen?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
Will you help people because you love me? Not because you got a set of rules to follow, amen. If you involve love in it, you don't need no rules.
Right.
I cook for you because I love you. I sleep with you because I love you. Amen. Everything I do for you is because I love you, not because it's a rule to do. And that's our problem right now. We need rules for everything and not use love for everything.
Amen.
If we put love in the place of your rules, we'll do better about things.
Amen.
We wouldn't be fighting with each other if we love one another. And even though if you don't love me, I still got to love you because I love Christ.
Amen.
There wouldn't be no wars among us. Amen. If we would just repent and start, everybody start loving one another, if the white folks start loving the black folks and the black folks start loving the Indian folks and the Indian folks start loving the Asian folks, if everybody start loving one another, we don't need no rules to keep us apart. We wouldn't need no rules. We don't need to pass no law. You can't pass no law to make nobody love you.
That's right.
You can't pass no law to get nobody to respect you.
Amen.
You can't pass no law to tell somebody not to hate.
Amen.
That's what he needs to be talking about. Joe Biden needs to be talking about, let us love one another as Christ has loved us. And even though we didn't love him, he still loved us. If we would follow Jesus' example of things, we wouldn't have no problem right now. If we put the greatest commandment of God before us, to love, there would be no divorce. I forgive you. You messed up, I forgive you. I ain't forgive you because I want to either.
That's right.
I want to blow your brains out. Amen. I want to cut your neck off.
Amen.
I want to get some grits out and boil some grits and put on you. But because Christ said to forgive you and I love God, amen, and because I love God, I'm going to do this because I love God, not because I even love you as like I should love you, but I'm doing it because I love God.
Right.
Love will take the place of rules and laws. That is why Jesus said, hear, O Israel, love the Lord thy God with all your heart, your soul, and your mind. If you love God with everything, amen, your whole being, amen, you wouldn't use your body in the wrong way.
That's right.
Romans chapter 12, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. You'll keep it holy because, not because you wanted to keep it holy, but you'll keep it holy because you love God. Love is supposed to be the most powerful force in this world because God is love.
Amen.
How much things would change if we love one another? Why didn't Joe talk about love? The rich people that's doing things to the poor, he need to tell them to repent. Stop charging them some unnecessary fees that you're charging them. Stop putting the price of your housing so high that you don't pay the folks enough to be able to live in them. That's what the country needs to repent of. Maybe the plague would go away if y'all go tell Joe Biden that. Amen. Amen. Tell Joe Biden turn back to God. Start doing the thing the way God said do it. No high interest rate. Amen. You don't charge no high interest rate. God said that wasn't supposed to charge high interest rate. Amen. God said if somebody gave you a pledge, for something, they borrow something, you weren't supposed to go take it from them. What about some debt cancellation? Amen. You know, the Bible said every 7 years was called the Jubilee. And on the 7th year, everybody who had debt, their debt would be forgiven. Amen.
Amen.
Why don't we start practicing the Bible and stuff and doing what God said and repent of the way we've been doing it and start doing it the way God do it, there would be some change. I believe this plague will leave if we could just start following love.
Amen.
Love don't need no laws. Well, I know what the Bible said. Yeah, if you love, you don't need that. We don't need all those things if you practice love. Amen?
Amen.
You get what I'm trying to say? Repent. We need to repent. That's what God said. We need to repent. Get it right. We gone too far now, pretending. Bishops and preachers and stuff got to practice love. If they love you, they wouldn't be just taking your money. fleecing the sheep. No, preacher's fleecing the sheep. Preaching godliness is gain. That tells you that. Well, you know, if you had faith, you know how them faith preachers come up. If you had faith, amen, you wouldn't be, you'd be rich by faith. If you had faith, you'd never get sick. You know, sick and all that stuff, say. He lied. If you never got sick, how would you know God can heal you? If there was going to be no sickness, why did Jesus take 39 stripes on his back? Whether you got faith or not, those things are still possible. He just prophesied a lie. Well, you got faith, you'll never be poor. Ah, because I got faith, this is why I got this plane. No, you got that plane because you cheated folks out of their money. And you duped them. Send me $1,000 and you'll get that house. You know you ain't living right to get no house. You can't even keep no apartment. How you gonna keep a house? He just lied, got your $1,000. He got rich and fat. Prophesied a lie to you, amen. And you believed it and gave your money up because you thought godliness was gain, gain was godliness. And he preached that to you under the guise of faith and duped you. If you never was poor, how would you know God could make you rich? If nobody was poor, God wouldn't need to come down to lift nobody up. If you never got down, how would God lift you up? All that false stuff going out. They say they love you, but they don't love you. They just want your money.
Amen.
I'm trying to tell you. He riding around in a $50 million plane and talk about how much faith he got. And you've been giving them money for years and you still broke.
Amen.
You still broke.
Amen.
I write $1,000 check. Shama, 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 shama. Oh, I see you right online here today. Praise God, sister. I know, amen, God wants to bless you. Send me $1,000 as a seed, and God will bless you, child. Send me your money, and don't send me no change. Amen.
Amen.
If I love you, I wouldn't lie to you like that. Amen. Do you get what I'm trying to say? If we love one another and repent, all the things we're doing to one another, we wouldn't be doing it to each other. If we can, we talked the other day about Black Lives Matter. Amen. If Black Lives Matter, we wouldn't be killing each other.
Amen.
If Black Lives Matter, mother, you wouldn't be having no bastard children. You'd make sure you got a daddy in the house. If Black Lives Matter, men, we wouldn't be getting no outside babies. If Black Lives Matter, you must have didn't care. That's why you got them like that. You get what I'm trying to say?
Amen.
If Black Lives Matter, amen. If Black Lives Matter, we wouldn't be robbing each other.
Right.
You know, it's something, you know. It's really something, you know. We got poor people now. Poor people
indeed,
trying to rob
indeed.
Poor people. I don't have nothing. Why you want to rob me? Don't rob the people that got the money. And we around in our neighborhood. If Black Lives Matter, we wouldn't be shooting up the neighborhood. Throwing a bomb. We heard the other day that a lady that we know had some grandchildren. And a grandson did something, and the gang came by and threw a bomb in her house and blew her up and killed her. Used to be Beck Freer.
Amen.
She used to be Becky Freer. Lived across the street from us. Dead, because Black Lives Matter, though, right? If we would learn how to love one another and get away from the hate one another, things will change.
That's right.
Things got to change with us. We got to repent. We got to start loving one another, caring for one another. Amen.
Amen.
We got to start helping one another. You see somebody down, help them up. You might not have much, but give them what you got.
Amen.
God ain't asking you to do something that you can't do. Do what you have the ability to do. And you have the ability to repent today.
Amen.
And if you ain't saved today, you need to get saved. You need to repent.
Amen.
I know Romans 10 tell us, amen, we've been delivered. We've been delivered. Romans 10, 10 said we start by making a confession with our mouth, the Lord Jesus, and believing his heart. And then when we do that, we're going to repent. You start with confession, amen.
Amen.
God can't come in unless you invite. He don't want to come in unless you invite him in, amen. So you invite God into your heart today. Then repent. If you love God enough, you'll stop smoking that weed. That if you love him enough, amen. If you're using it for a medical purpose, okay. Got no problem. But if you're doing it just to feel good, something wrong with that. You need to repent. Everybody on this line need to repent, amen. Stop claiming God and know you ain't living right.
Amen.
Don't tell people you're saved and they see you acting different from being saved. What the word I want to use when you're doing something to God? You're just making God look bad then.
Right.
You're saying you're something that you're not. Stop doing that. If you ain't going to live right, just go back out in the street and don't tell nobody you're saved.
You're tired, come on,
boy. And when you get tired, if you make it back, don't be like Esau. Esau tried to repent later on, and he sought it with tears, and he couldn't find no forgiveness in himself. Amen. So don't you do like that now. But I'm just saying it would be better to be on one side or the other side.
It'd be
hard to call. If you're trying to get it right, just say, Lord, help me to get it right. I would just rather go around and say, hey, man, look at here, man. Lord, I heard somebody give a testimony of this Friday. Said, oh, yes, Lord, praise God, help me, Jesus. He said, yes, I've been committing fornication because I get hot every now and then. And I'm asking God to help me with it. You know, that was the most beautiful testimony I have ever heard. She just said, I got a problem, amen. She ain't going around with no mask on her face like everybody else going around trying to pretend they got it right. She's letting her know. And I'm sure God's going to deliver her from that because she was willing to stand up and say, Lord, I got this problem, God, and I'm bringing my problem to you. Yes, I got a lust problem. Help me with it. That's a real saint. These fake saints is the one who got the lust problem and going around acting like they don't have one. Don't want to be made ashamed. You need to admit. You got a lust problem? You got a drinking problem? Our sister was in the church. She used to come to church here. I see her on the list now. I'm going to talk about you, sister. Amen. When she had a problem, she said, Pastor, I've been clean for a week. It had nothing in a week, Pastor. We said, pray. Everybody got up and said, praise God, amen. She been clean for a week. Next thing she come back, Pastor ain't had nothing in a month. Praise God, she been clean for a month.
Amen.
And now she been clean. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She been clean, amen.
Amen.
But she wasn't afraid to say she had a problem. And we like people who ain't afraid to say they have problems. Amen?
Right.
Amen. Jesus always wanted people who would be willing to say, I got a problem. Because he said, those that are whole don't need no doctor. But it's the one that is sick that needs a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And I know they told you if you have faith, you won't get sick. Amen. Praise God. I wonder why Paul had to pray for the brother that was sick. if he didn't... if he didn't get sick, amen. So who was that? He was talking about who was sick. One of the brothers, he said, had been sick. He'd been wanting to come to you, but he was sick. He couldn't come. But thank God that God had mercy on him. Amen. So y'all got to watch that stuff you're being told. You might get sick, but you can get over it. Amen. God will heal you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God will set you free if you need to be free. And so if you got a problem today, if you're online, amen. Amen. Just put your name in there and say, pray for me. Amen. You know you need help. You've been trying to stop drinking, but you're still drinking. Amen. Man, you've been trying to stop smoking, but you're still smoking. Amen. And you can't be making an excuse now for your drinking and your smoking. Well, I get over it after a while. You know, people talk about me. You're making an excuse. You don't make no excuse for your sin. Just say, that's me. Stop making an excuse. Amen. Mm-hmm. People making excuses. You smoke because you hooked. And you ain't got over it. They ain't trying to get over it. Amen. That's why we're still doing it. It ain't because making no excuse for it. Talking about what people say about you. People say it because you're doing it. And if you still bound, you know, I'm going to ask y'all this. If I'm in the ditch, why should I come preaching to you to get you out of the ditch and I'm down in the ditch too? Does that make any sense? I'm hooked on stuff and bound, talk about it. Oh, the power of God can deliver you. Oh, Jesus can deliver you. He'll set you free from anything. And then the sinner look at you, well, why you ain't delivered from that thing you doing? If God's so strong, why you ain't delivered? Well, you know, I just don't want to change. Okay, then, well, shut up. Stop talking to me until you get delivered. And then come and tell me how you got delivered. See, the reason God allowed us to go through stuff, amen, he allowed us to have some habits sometimes. He allowed us to get into stuff sometime. Because, you see, when you go through it and get free from it, then you can come back and tell somebody else how I got over this. Amen. I used to be a drunkard, man, but I want to tell you how I got over it. Mm-hmm. God delivered me from this. Amen. Amen. I used to be a smoker, but what? God delivered me from it. Amen. Sister Paige and me, we all, you know, I was a drunkard. Well, I won't say I'm a drunkard, but I drank a lot. But anyway, mm-hmm. Praise God. But I got over it, amen. Amen. I want to say God delivered me from it, amen. Hey, I sat in there reading the Word of God, and God delivered me from that, amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. She smoked Salem 100, and she said, well, I told her, our pastor, you say anything you can do in the name of Jesus, do it. And she tried it. In the name of Jesus, I smoked this cigarette. Hallelujah. And she ain't had another one since. I'm just trying to say God is deliverer, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for the word this time. Father God, we're thankful for the word of God and the people of God, Lord. And Lord, may we all repent, Lord, and come back to you. Lord, we've gotten off course. We're not doing all that is right. And so, Lord, we acknowledge our sin and our sins as ever before us. But, Lord, we ask for you, Lord, to create in us, Lord, the heart that should be, Lord. And, Lord, deliver us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we want to be delivered. We want to do what's right, Lord. Give us the power. May the power of the Holy Ghost rise upon us, Lord, that we might be able to do that which is right in your sight. And, Lord, we come repent today. We acknowledge our sin today and ask you to forgive us our sins, Lord. And we repent of the things that we know we've been doing wrong, Lord. I repent of it now. And I change for love's sake. And we thank you for the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All of you online today, thank y'all for being on. My brother there, Robert on today, and Sister Mona, amen. And all of y'all on today, I thank God for y'all watching today. Amen. If y'all like to send any donation, amen, whatever God lays on your heart to help us out in the time of the pandemic, amen. You can send us something through carechurchinc@gmail.com, PayPal, or Cash App at carechurchinc@gmail.com. And we appreciate anything that you would give or send. And we ask God to bless you for it in Jesus' name. And to all those who belong to the church, you send your tithes and your offering into the church at calechurchinc@gmail.com. Cash out, PayPal. Amen. We thank y'all for sending it in. Amen. Our account is getting a little low, but thank God that God is still providing enough, amen, for us to be able to make it. Light bill due, water bill due. Won't say we need a new pair of shoes, but amen, we need those things. So God bless y'all and keep y'all until next Sunday. Amen, amen. Praise God. All you on Facebook, amen. Praise God. And all of you online today, amen, we thank God for you. If you have a testimony, prayer request, anything before we go, we're going to ask you, amen. You can give your testimony at this time. Amen. Go ahead, brother.
Just giving unto God, Pastor, First Lady of the Saints. Thank the Lord. The storm is over.
Thank God the storm is over. Amen.
Thank the Lord that I'm not a slave to alcohol.
Thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank the Lord for my partner.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank the Lord for my bed.
Yes.
I've been slept in a bed, my own bed, for 5 years.
Amen. Oh, Jesus.
So, thank the Lord for being with me. I was driving, see the ice, slid all the way around. That's not good. I just held my wheel. To the right, there was a Cadillac in front of me. I saw him sliding. I go to sleep. Yes, he was with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, teenagers might do that for fun.
Yes.
Going in a circle, it's not a good thing.
Not a good thing.
So I had to come to church today.
Thank you, Jesus.
To give thanks.
Yes.
For everything.
Yes.
I asked the Lord to help me in other areas.
Yes.
We got more to go.
Yes.
My name is Tommy. I keep coming back.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand. Praise the brother Tommy. Amen. Thank God. God bless them. His name is Tommy, and he keep coming back. Hallelujah. Amen. Is there someone else online today? Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Sister Alexandra, how are you guys this morning?
We are blessed. We are blessed.
I want to thank the Lord Jesus for being the head of my life. And I just want to say I have two testimonies. I got my tooth pulled on Wednesday. And I went to my appointment. It was supposed to be an emergency appointment, and they tried to put my appointment off until April. And I don't know how that happened, but they tried to put my appointment off to April, and I just started praying to God. And I said, God, I don't like how they're treating me here, because I came for an emergency appointment. They just keep putting it off and telling me they got to do x-rays, then I got to come back. And when I just, my heart was real heavy, and all of a sudden, the supervisor came out from the back, and I was like, you know, I just looked at her, and all of a sudden, she came over. She said, Miss Cole, she said, we're going to get you in here today. And she went over there, and she talked to the young man that booked my appointment in April, and I got in that seat, and they took care of my tooth right then. And he said, well, she's not a member. And he said, why she's not a member? Because she hasn't been active. She said, she's a member. You put her back in there, she's a member. And, I mean, God just turned everything around. And I got to give all the glory to him. And she sat there with me while he pulled my tooth. She was just an angel. Because I told God, I said, Lord, I don't want to go through all this pain. I said, because I can't deal with pain that good. She sat there with me while the dentist took my tooth out, and I told Lord I didn't want to seal it. I didn't seal it afterwards. You know, I told him, I said, you got to give me some pain medication. He said, well, what you been taking? Can you take Tylenol or ibuprofen? I said, I can't take the ibuprofen because it messes with my stomach. But he didn't really want to give me no pain medicine, you know, prescription. And she talked to him, and he wrote that prescription, but I didn't even need the pain pills after all because the Lord took care of it. I didn't feel the pain during when he numbed my mouth. I didn't feel it during then, and afterwards, it was little pain, on like maybe that day and the next day after, but it wasn't bad pain. You know what I'm saying? I had teeth pulled before, and it was kind of severe, But this time it was totally different. And I know that was all God. And then she did a follow-up. Now, how many doctors do a follow-up? Doctors really don't do follow-ups now. I haven't had a doctor follow-up in, I mean, when I go to the doctor, I just go to the doctor. The appointment over, the appointment is over. But she called several days in a row to see how I was doing. That was God. That was God. And then the other night, shortly after that, the next day, when I went to sleep that night, I was in my sleep, and I just saw this vision I guess it was in my sleep or something, that it was like a dark cloud tried to come over me, and all of a sudden, you know, I was looking at the vision, and all of a sudden, I saw this big, bright light, and I don't know what happened, but he hit the big, bright light, just bam, just hit like something like you playing tennis. Somebody throw a ball, and the white light just hit another light, and that whatever that darkness was disappeared. It was like he batted it out of wherever, batted it out of my atmosphere where it was around me. And I was like, Lord, thank you, Lord. I don't know what that was, but I was like, what is this dark cloud? All of a sudden, a big sphere of bright light just came and batted another white light against that darkness, and it was just boom, it was over with, just that quick. I was like, thank you, Jesus. I don't know what that was, but God saw it, and he took care of it. So I'm just thankful. I'm thankful for that. I said, Lord, you showing me stuff in my dreams. But, yeah, God dealt with that. So I just thank God, and I just wanted to tell my testimony. It was like two, the dentist and then that light. Amen. So I'm thankful and grateful. Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Thank the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, the bright light always moved darkness out of the way. Anyone else today? Amen. Amen. Hey, if there's no one else, don't forget about tonight. Brother Prevost at 516-666-9967 at 5 o'clock this evening, 3 o'clock California time. Don't forget about that. Amen. Don't forget about the salt of the earth. It's on the same number. At the church here, Salt of the Earth, at 5 o'clock on Fridays, and thank God for that. Don't forget about Brother Ray on Monday through Fridays, 8:30 our time, and 6:30 California time. The access code is 120-110-69#, Monday through Friday, so you can join in on with Brother Ray. Amen. Praise God. So, Monday through Friday, we have the Holy Ghost prayer line. You can do it the same access code is 774-220-4000. And you got an access code of 319-2020#. Amen. That's the access code to the Holy Ghost prayer line. So you can get it off the same line we use now. Just use access code 319-2020#. For the Holy Ghost prayer line, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. California, 10 o'clock Central Standard Time. Amen. And 11 o'clock Eastern. So if you want to join in any of those times, we feel free to join in whenever you feel like it. If you're not doing anything, we just ask you to join us. Is there any more announcement today? Don't forget my line on Wednesday nights and Sundays. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock our time, 5 o'clock California, 8 o'clock Eastern time. That's 774-220-4000-786-7473#. Wednesdays and Sundays. Amen. So I appreciate y'all joining in. And God bless all of you who was on the line today. And I want to thank you. And may the Holy Spirit move upon you. May it move in you. May it move through you. And may God bless and keep you in Jesus' name. As we dismiss from this line, but never from God's presence. Amen. I don't know what the topic is today, Brother Prevost.
I know.
What is it?
Thank you, smoke and drink and still be saved. Who more controls men and women? Are saints shaking up?
He said, can saints drink and smoke and still be saved? And what else?
Who's more controlling, men or women?
Who's more controlling, men or women?
And saints shacking up.
Saints shacking up. Amen.
Are they shacking up?
Amen.
Are they shacking up? Amen.
We know they're shacking up.
Today. Y'all join in. And Brother Tommy laughing. Amen. Praise God. And so y'all be blessed. Y'all be blessed. We'll see y'all at 5.
Amen.
Amen. God bless y'all. Amen.
Thank you.